Around 15 people are hard at work in the high school shop class, sawing, sanding, and shaping paddles. What started off as rough yellow cedar boards are slowly turning into streamlined paddles. The One People Canoe Society puts on workshops like this throughout Southeast Alaska. Brian and Michael Chilton make their way around the panhandle, teaching communities the art of paddle making. Michael says he decided to learn more about the craft after one particular trip he made.
It was really inspiring when we started traveling down to Washington. They have a canoe journey that they do down there. And once we saw, you know, how much people are actually involved and know about their own culture down there, and said, why don't we do that in Juneau?
His uncle, Brian Chilton, has been carving paddles since the early 1990s and painting them for even longer. And now he passes on that knowledge.
You know, we travel all over, you know, different places, different towns, different villages, Angoon, Cape, Wrangell, POW, Ketchikan. I think we're going to do a total of, a dozen paddle workshops. And this is to help them, the local, you know, canoe groups, make their own paddles, and they're actually going to use them to paddle to Juneau for, it's called the Paddle to Celebration.
But these paddle workshops are a forum for more than just woodcraft. They're sponsored in part by a behavioral health grant from the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH. The grant funds presenters that attend the workshops and give condensed courses on suicide awareness and prevention. Alicia Chilton is a board member for the Canoe Society. She says the partnership began a few years ago.
SEARCH, Suicide One is Too Many, had a canoe, and so we started working together in preparation for the Paddle to Celebration 2012. Over the years, our relationships have just grown, and we think it's important with the high suicide rates that we have here, especially in Alaska and in our southeast communities.
Participants in the paddle workshop spend an hour each day away from the bandsaws and sanders in a quiet classroom. Carla Mahosky does youth suicide prevention training for SEARCH.
Part of our grant's mission is to try and decrease the stigma associated with seeking mental health help.
She shows slides with possible warning signs that a person is having suicidal thoughts. She asks the room questions like, what would you say if a friend told you they were thinking about suicide? And at the end of the day, there's a quiz. She hopes her students feel more confident about finding resources in the future.
I hope that they, if they see a person in need, that they're able to go help them and refer them to someone to get the professional help if that's needed.
Participants leave the class with keychains and business cards, which they put into their pockets before going back to making paddles. This melding of tradition and prevention is a natural one. They both deal with fulfillment and communication. Again, Alicia Chilton.
You know, but with the paddle workshops or the canoe journeys, it provides a level of enthusiasm that comes with learning about their culture, their native culture, and wanting to get involved. And also the awareness parts. You know, there's unfortunately people have friends that have attempted suicide or that have committed suicide, and it's a big impact on the community.
And bringing the community together is the reason Michael Chilton travels around, helping people carve cedar boards into beautiful paddles that they'll use to perhaps make the journey of a lifetime.
It's actually really important to me because it keeps the culture alive, it keeps the passion alive, and not just in myself, though. You know, I get to help people keep passion as far as their culture goes, all over Southeast Alaska.
He says it's all about transformation for both paddles and people. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.